سلام عزیز دلم،
سلام سیسی جان.
بعد جونم میخواستم I just wanted to say that for the past two Sundays we have our subject of was devotion, which is one of my favorite subjects in the past. And you told me to take my gratitude to myself and not too much outside of myself. But I cannot do that if you allow me right now to express my gratitude one more time to you, because you taught me devotion and you taught me how to be devoted. You show me everything. You taught me all those teachings and taught me how to use it in a crucial time. You have done so much for me that I cannot be not gratitude to you for the rest of my life. And when I come back again. So please allow me to bow on your feet, most precious one. I love you so very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Titi John. Thank you. It was very sweet, your expression of love. And I'm glad you brought it up last two Sundays, because it's nice to say why it goes that way. When I'm talking about wisdom, all the thanks and devotion goes to the self, as I have mentioned millions of times, that the heart that feels the love also is acknowledgement of the self. But when we talk about devotion, just the devotion and love, then spontaneously, without me taking thought, the position changes from wisdom to love. At that time, pointing to the self somehow is not the topic. And it also surprises me. Believe me, past 2 weeks, I have been very surprised with what comes out of my mouth. But I came to this conclusion that the movement between the devotion to the outer and love to the inner is a balance and keeps the ego in a check. So yes, our main inspirational path is on the going back home, completely going back home. And I'm not talking because of what you said, Titi, I think it was beautiful. But I'm saying it in general just to explain what's happening. But when it comes to devotion, for me always devotion, when we talk about love and devotion, it goes to the source of the ones that offered it to me, you know, from outside. So this is exactly, and you understood it right, this is exactly what keeps the ego in a check. And I want to share with you that there is not a day that I do not show. I can't say every day, but very, very often that I don't shift the attention from the wisdom and from the self to the guru. I isolate, it's like a pendulum going from both to keep me in check and also keep the humbleness and the gratitude going. So if you see me saying that give all your love and devotion to the self is absolutely the ultimate teaching. But if I come in and all of a sudden I talk about the gratitude to those that came before us, is love. So if there is anybody that was surprised about my approach, it feels contradiction, but it really isn't. It's like two fingers that pointing at each other, the outer and the inner. And they both have values, and they both cannot be forgotten.
Thank you, Satchin.
Definitely.